Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic words seasoned just right to flavor your taste buds.
The words are the new Viagra that keeps you up, tantalizing your soul into submission. Sensual and sexy as her poetry acts and answers questions you are scared to approach. Who is she? She is LSO, an erotic poet.
Good evening, good evening, and good evening to each and every one of you. Welcome to the LSO Treat Show. Happy Women's Month, Monday evening. Happy Women's Month to all my phenomenal women out there doing what they need to do, doing what they want to do, doing what they dreamt of, and now bringing it into the light. Listen, make it happen, make it happen. Get ready for an amazing 2 hours. I hope you started your day with a smile. And if you didn't, you're guaranteed to get one today because you're going to have a little conversation, just you and I, and then the call is online if you want to come on and talk. So. Oh, I'm sorry. I just lost my whole train of thought. LSO is the founder and owner of Treats and Beans, LLC. I'm living in the passion of LSO exclamation points. I am an HBCU undergraduate and a Master Summa Cum Laude graduate, and that's just some of the backbone of my educational hashtag my LSO journey. I am Brooklyn's very own LSO and author of 3 self-published erotic books and 1 inspirational book, with so much more to come of LSO and the brand. Let's not forget, I am the host of the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show. Hey, LSO got a talk show. LSO got a talk show. And it's amazing of how I got the talk show. And I know coming up in June will make 6 years. So help me think, y'all. Help me think so we can start planning something to do. LSO combines fantasy, fiction, and confessions of someone's story. Would that be yours? Just like me, raise your hand. Go ahead. Go ahead. It's okay. I see you. But I see the hand raised. Go ahead. Put it back down now. Put it back down now. The creative diversity in the writing captures you with the intent of helping you to relate and or reminisce in your fantasy, truth, or a combination of both. An escape to pleasures beyond your imagination. Introducing you to your outside-of-the-box experiences in total liberty and being your authentic, unapologetic self. Here is where your fears become your reality without judgment. LSO erotic books are recipes that add the spice for intimacy, romance, getting to know yourself, and any of your sexual desires, allowing you to express the sensuality of the words into your life, the freedom. Freeing yourself to enjoy your fantasies and your alter egos. Learn your body, your likes, your dislikes, bask in how it makes you feel. It's all fiction until you make it real. The inspirational book is to dig deeper into self and be your authentic self. You deserve your happiness and you deserve your success. LSO was told to do big things, and hashtag I am holding on to that statement. I am comprised of many talents with the masters of all and without any regrets. I so enjoy what I do. If I think it, it can be done. Speaking life into self is an affirmation that yes, I can and yes, I will. LSO never disappoints and promises limitless possibilities. So, are you ready for tonight's show? If not, get ready for this evening's topic. Self-love, getting back to me. Now, I could have said getting me back is the same as getting back to me. But I believe getting back to me is you're acknowledging that you left yourself. But now, you also acknowledging that you're going to get yourself back. Note, these are our personal and or research opinions. So get ready to call in with your confession and or your research. Remember, the Lawless Radio LSO Treat Show is a safe space and a no-judgment zone where your confessions and research are welcome. Transparency at its best. So call in with your questions or comments. Don't worry. It's a no-judgment zone, so you're safe here, and there's no passing. There's no passing of judgment. Again, the topic is self-love, getting back to me. And I chose this particular topic because, one, it's Women's Month, and women, and not negating anything that men do or don't do, but women tend to get so consumed in doing so much, whether she's mom, whether she's wife, whether she's an employee or she's an employer, whether she's volunteering, whatever. A woman wears so many hats in one day. Sometimes she's taking off and putting on. You don't know which way you're going, coming or going. And we tend to forget about ourselves in doing all of that. And it's so unfair that we do that. But the reality is we do it so selflessly that it just happens. And before you know it, you done did everything for everyone else, and you gave no time to yourself. And then when you realize that, it's like, well, wow, I didn't, you know, go and get my hair done. I didn't get a mani and pedi. I didn't wash my clothes. I didn't go to the spa. There's so many things that you don't do for yourself because you're too busy doing for everyone else, and then by the time you realize, it's like too late, you're too tired. So I need each and every one of us, including men, everyone, to get back to self, love on yourself, show yourself that you appreciate you, because no one is going to appreciate you like how you appreciate yourself. And also, people watch how you treat yourself, and sometimes they mimic how you treat yourself. So show them how to treat you. And if you're treating yourself well and they in turn come along and they're not treating you well, then, you know, you need to let that relationship, be it friendship or whatever, go. Because if you're proving to them how to treat you and you're showing them by example, and they're not following it, that's a big problem. But we're just going to jump on into the questions, and y'all know how we do it. You know, I ask the question. I also respond to the question, and anyone online, if you want to come on and answer the question, feel free. And or if you want to, or if you don't want, you can always text me and, you know, I can read your answer online. On live. Well, the first question is, what does self-care look like for you? Well, we had some people answer in the group, and we had a gentleman put spiritual, physical, and mental cleansing of your body, then developing an I-don't-give-a-fuck attitude about anything that doesn't build up the aforementioned. Now, I like that he said the cleansing. And when you clean yourself, depending on what you're cleaning yourself with, you're giving yourself back that power that you let roam freely or aimlessly. And you got to clean your mind. I always say, if you get into somebody's mind, you got them. Because your mind controls everything else. Your mind controls, a different part of your brain controls how you talk, how you chew, which arm you're going to use, when you're going to use your fingers, your legs. It controls, it's the central system that controls every movement. So if you get into someone's mind, that's exactly what you're beginning to do. So daily you should cleanse your mind. And the reason why you should do that is so much negativity going on in the world that it sometimes can consume you if you allow it to. And you know, every time you turn on the news, regardless of the channel you turn on, there's always something negative, the impact. So instead of letting your mind wander in all of that, release it back out into the universe because it's not serving any good purpose for you, so that, you know, you can rest with a clean mind. And then we had a young lady put maintaining inner peace at all costs. Now, that one right there, the key thing is, how do you maintain that inner peace? For some, it may come very easy. For others, it may be a little difficult because, again, it goes back to when I first started talking, how I said women wear so many hats. And not saying men don't wear many hats, but they wear so many hats, and wearing so many hats, they got to pick up, put down, pick up, put down. So where do you get your peace from? You have to make your peace. You have to demand your peace. You have to command people to understand that this is your time, this is your moment, this is your space. Because people will suck up every bit of energy that you have. And before you realize, you don't have anything left for you. So you have to set boundaries. So that's why it's very good to set boundaries with everyone so that people know how much of you they can have. Because if you don't tell them how much of you they can have, they're going to take all that they need that's going to benefit them. So it's up to you to draw that line. So setting boundaries is not a bad thing. It's a very good thing. And in doing so, you can be able to get you back and have some you time. So saying all of that, LSO, what does self-care look like for you? It's when I leave my work is soon as I clock out. Whatever is left there, it's left there. And when I go back the next day, then I'll resume, pick that back up. I don't bring work home. And I don't bring work home because my home is my sanctuary. And I want to be able to enjoy my home. I can't enjoy my home when I'm bringing home with me the nonsense that may have happened at work, or the nonsense that may have happened in the street, or the news that I hear. So I'm learning it's day by day. So I'm learning more and more about myself day by day, with when to push back and when to remove, and when to just end my space and sucking up my air. So self-care also means meditating. It also means praying. Like, even if it's just to just sit for a minute and say nothing and just listen to nothing, or listen to the sounds that are happening outside. When was it? This past weekend when we had the heavy rains, and last week when we had the heavy rains. Although I don't like being out in the rain, but the sound of rain is so therapeutic for me. It like brings a piece of calm over me. And whenever it's pouring down, raining like that, I always say it's raining down blessings. And I begin to manifest some things that I want when it rains, because I'm like, just pour down all the blessings upon me in the rain. Next question. Oh, man, this thing be messing me up. Okay, let's see. What's your favorite way to spend the day off? Let's see what others said in the group. A young lady put being in my bed and relaxing while watching movies and crime shows. Another young lady put home alone doing whatever I choose. So, LSO, what's your favorite way to spend the day off? Well, first off, I would like to say turning my alarm clock off, not getting up to an alarm clock. And that is so great for me. So even sometimes on the weekends, like I have things I have to do, so I have to set my alarm clock. And it annoys me, but yet I know it has to be done. But whenever I can turn that alarm clock off and just wake up when God says it's time for me to get up, that's the first step in spending a day off. And then it's just doing whatever it is I want to do, whether I want to go out. I want to go out the house and do something. I want to go get some ice cream. I want to do some laundry. Or if I just want to lay in the bed. Or just lay in the bed and do nothing, like watch TV or roll from side to side, get up and take my shower whenever I feel like it, put on lounge clothes. Sometimes what I do is when I take my shower, sometimes I even put on lingerie and just feel cutesy and, you know, your lingerie and just chill, dim the lights, light a candle, and just sit and look at TV and just enjoy it, being at peace, not on my phone, not looking through social media, not answering my phone, putting my phone on vibe just so I can enjoy that piece of doing nothing, because I'm always doing something. So when I get the opportunity to do nothing, I want to enjoy it in totality, to do nothing. So what are some of you other ones out there? Not you other ones, that was rude. What is some others, what do y'all like to do? Y'all can talk to me, it's okay. What type of music are you into? A gentleman put, I'm a DJ, so all types of music. And I was like, I feel you. And I said, I think it's time that you come up in the group. And we have a little party in the group, so I will let everyone know. I'll probably let you know the date of that it's happening. One day we're just going to have a live in the group. We're just going to sit and he's going to play music for us. We can get up and dance. You know, we can join in and just have a good time just for a moment. Another gentleman put old school R&B. A young lady put classic, gospel, calypso, reggae, hip-hop, etc. Another young lady, I love all types of music, gospel, house, reggae, R&B, country, jazz, old-school hip-hop. And another young lady put sensual jazz. Oh, my gosh, that has such a tune that talks to your sensualness that is like, ooh, girl. LSO, what type of music are you into? I can say I can listen to all music, even rock and heavy metal. But rock and heavy metal is just something about boom, 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 a little bit too much. But I can hear like one or two songs and I'm done. But I do like old school hip-hop. The hip-hop where you can listen to the hip-hop in front of your parents and sing all the words where it's not disrespecting anyone, is not the N's and the B's all throughout the song, and the twerk this and the suck this, lick that. Ugh, this new music now is so disgusting. I also like old school R&B. I love soca. That's like one of the things I like to do in exercising too. That's a good movement, as well as house music and club music. I am a club head. And gospel music, too. Gospel music actually centers me, especially when so much is going on and things are spiraling all over the place and I need to be centered, gospel music is my go-to. And I like reggae and calypso as well. I like all the old genres of music. This new genre is like, And jazz, I like to listen to jazz when it's like that cool down time when you just want to relax and just chillaxy. I like to do that. Next question. Do you have a favorite holiday? Why or why not? A young lady put, yep, my birthday, because I love to celebrate me on that day. And I agree with you. And another young lady put, nope, all dictated by society. So, LSO, do you have a favorite holiday? Why or why not? And I'm going to say, just like the young lady that said my birthday, that's my holiday. That's my favorite holiday. Why? Because on that day, X amount of years ago, I was born into this world. So what great way than to celebrate me? I always say my birthday is a national holiday. And actually, up until the date of my birthday, I always say every day is my birthday, because every day I'm getting a day older until I reach the date of my birthday to turn a year older. So, and that's not a dictated holiday. Everyone don't get to celebrate that. Now, everyone who I choose can get to celebrate with me, but they don't get to celebrate it like a Christmas or a 4th of July or anything, unless they share the same birthday that I have. So, what's one thing that can instantly make your day better? A gentleman put a good nut, and a young lady put, you asking a Virgo for real? Some sex. I'm not mad at you. So, LSO, what's one thing can instantly make your day better? I mean, if I'm stressing, sex can get the edge off. But if it don't put me to sleep and I'm still there, you know, it's like, But I would say spending time with my family or a loved one, someone that I really care for, that can instantly make my day better. Because it's like, oh, what you've been up to, what you doing, we get to hang out, we get to shoot the breeze. So, you know, because I am very family-oriented. So even if it's just a phone call and we're on the phone and we're FaceTiming each other and we're just laughing and talking, you know, all of those things mean a lot to me and for me. So that can instantly make my day better. And also someone who can sing, listening to them sing. Not necessarily an entertainer singing live, but someone who can sing and just listening to their voice and, you know, a song that I like. And, you know, in my older days, and probably in my future to come too, I would sing. Well, I do sing, you know, like I really can sing and I can't sing a lick, but you can't tell me I can't sing. Can't tell me that, because I would say you're a liar, even though, you know, back in the day you couldn't say that word. Now that I'm grown, I can say that word. You have to say, you storytelling. Because I can sing, baby. I can sing. Woo. Well, of course, you know, I've been talking to nobody want to talk with me. So I'm going to leave y'all with this question, and I'm going to play some music, and I'll be right back. So when I come back, I'm going to come back with the question, what are you passionate about? Do not go anywhere. We will be right back.
this season onto an adventurous excursion of pleasing. And oh baby, don't let your past men define you, cause we are not scared to wine and dine you. And oh no, we don't kiss and tell, but we see that you see that we will do it well. So hop on board of this flownetics train, and baby, I can guarantee you that life will never be the same.
Mr. Sexy, just wondering if you gon' let me get your 411, or maybe you just wanna text me. We can take it slow, Mr. South St. Pauli, in the ass like that can make Chris Reeves stand tall again. I hear all these goons, what they hootin' and they hollering, but I can light your neck, ears, wrists, and Neapolitan, cause you is my baby, and them other boys know what's up. And girl, I feel I'm the right worm for that apple butt, but enough's enough of this argument. My veterinarian, you rep me like a book, so I call you my librarian. And for this bad boy, you gon' have to be my disciplinarian. And you are my phoenix, which makes me a barbarian. I get you out the hood, so call me your humanitarian. With me, it's all carriage to my little vegetarian. Until the day they bury him, them bedroom eyes got me all shook, and my soldier on surprise, because them bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
I know she want me, her eyes stalk me, they all over me, and now they talking, saying I'm dirty, so please come wash me. She yelling at her clothes now, like get the hell off of me. I'm looking back now, my eyes won't back down. I'm so ready, my little man won't go back down. And she knows that, she feels it in her senses. I wanna be her prisoner and serve a life sentence. Her bedroom be in the background, the way she's staring at me, I don't know how I should act now. Her eyes looking sexy, her eyes look directly at me. Damn, I think her eyes just text me. I see that she sees that, I see the passion. We looking at each other, her eyes slow dancing. She in control now, I just wanna ride. Damn, shorty just hit me with some bedroom eyes.
Because some bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you. Because the bedroom eyes got me hypnotized. You already know, baby girl, I'm gonna give it to you.
When we left off with the question, what are you passionate about? I don't know, during the break, I just got a headache, and I feel it, it's in the back of my head. So I'm trying to see if it's going to pass. I pray that it is, so I'm looking for some positive energy from everyone, because it's actually hurting in my ears now, actually ringing. But I'm going to continue on. We left off with the question, what are you passionate about? A young lady put, helping people understand intimacy and why it's so important. The gentleman put living. Young lady put my children. Another young lady put people I love. So LSO, what are you passionate about? I would say I'm passionate about my writing. I'm passionate about my creative diversity. When I put my mind to something, that I go out and do it. I'm also passionate about I believe if I, it can be done, and I believe that because I'm like, why would I get that thought if it couldn't be done? Now, I may not know the how-to or the everything's in reference to it, but if I thought it, it can be done. So I'm very passionate about that, and I'm starting to hone in on some of my thoughts, my daydreams, my overall dreams. You know, how does it play into my life, and what does it mean to me, and how can I manifest whatever it is? I'm passionate about. Oh, excuse me, I have the hiccups now. I'm passionate about my family. I love my family, and I love on my family all the time. So I can say I am passionate about my family as well. Okay, what's an essential part of your daily routine? A gentleman put washing his temple. Yeah, I guess you should, because it's dirty. Just jokes. But LSO, what's an essential part of your daily routine? And I would say it's praying. And it's not necessarily praying, asking for anything. It's praying, thanking for what I have, what was bestowed upon me, what's to come that I don't even know is on the way, but preparing myself and being grateful for what I have now, preparing myself for what's to come. Of course, you know, cleanliness, you know, grooming, that's a part of my daily routine. And writing was a part of my daily routine, and I sort of kind of got away from it. Well, I can't say I sort of kind of got away from it. Even if I write a quote, or as I call them, LSOism or LSO'd, so technically I probably really haven't gotten away from it, or even if I jot down an affirmation for myself, as long as I've done something. So I don't think I necessarily got away from it. But I can say I got away from writing. And when I say writing, meaning like writing a story or writing a complete poem, I did sort of kind of stray away from that for a moment. But it's never too far, you know. I always jump right back into something. I can hear something or see something, and I'm writing something. Like I thought of something in the midst of a conversation yesterday, I had said something, and I was like, ooh, that sounds like a poem. So I wrote down what it was I said. It was like three words, and of course I forgot the words already. But I did write it down and emailed it to myself, so I know I need to write according to what it was I had said. What's one of your best decisions you've ever made? A male said, being a father, a young lady, understanding that I change every year, my attitude should change with the acknowledgement. Another young lady, making a decision to do what makes me happy without worrying about the opinion of others. Ooh, that right there is a strong one. Sometimes we get so consumed in what people are going to say or what people are going to think and not realizing, who cares? Honestly, who cares what they say or what they think, because they're not putting nothing of anything anywhere. So why should that be of concern to you? And we put too much emphasis on people and allowing people that authority to make that decision over us. And meanwhile, they're not living in it or acting in it. Who do they think they are? Mm-mm. No, let that go, let that go, let that go. So, LSO, what's one of your best decisions you've ever made? Saying no. And no is a complete sentence. I tell my cousin this all the time, and sometimes, you know, she has to throw that back at me to remind me that it's a complete sentence. And not only does she say no is a complete sentence, she reminds me that I'm the one who told her that, who shared that with her. So she'll throw it back up in my face when I veer off left when I should stay right. So that's one of the best decisions I've ever made, and that's saying no when it is needed. And also letting go of people. When you see you and a person is not going in the same direction, now, everybody is not meant to travel on your journey throughout your whole journey. And if you do find that someone that's to be on your journey throughout the duration, but there comes a time where certain people is to come off of your journey, because the lesson that you should have learned from them, with them being in your life, you have learned. So you need to know when it's time for people to get off of your journey. And not be upset when they leave your journey or you let them go from your journey. It's okay. It is okay. And with saying that, I've removed people from my life because their time with having some of my time was enough. It was enough. When I realized we're not traveling the same direction, or we both want different things, or when you're trying to change me for your benefit. Now, granted, you compromise in a relationship, be it a courtship relationship or a friendship or with your family, you can't live in a world and you don't compromise. You have to give a little to get more. And sometimes you're giving up just that little bit, you get so much more in return. But some things I'm just not going to compromise for. And it's also, do I change? Once I compromise, do I make the change? And am I making the change for my betterment, or am I making the change for your benefit? Now, here's a difference now. There's a big difference. Now, if you're making it the change, oh, that's how bad my head is hurting, beginning to hurt. Well, it's hurting, but now my ear is, like, literally popping. When you make a change for your betterment, then that's a success story. But when you make it for their benefit, that's not a success story, because what are you getting out of you making that change for you? What are you getting out of that? So be mindful. Be very, very mindful. Okay. How do you pick yourself back up after making a mistake? A young lady put, acknowledge that I made the mistake and go from there to fix what I did wrong. Great move. LSO, how do you pick yourself up after making a mistake? And like I agree with the young lady, the first thing to do is acknowledge that you made the mistake. And then it's like, was it really a mistake? Because sometimes decision in the moment, and you making that decision in the moment is to better that moment, and maybe not necessarily the future, tomorrow, next year, next week. You needed to fix in the moment, so you made that decision in the moment. So it may not necessarily have been a mistake. Now, it may not be the right decision for the long term, but for what you need to happen, so is it really a mistake at that point? Who knows? Who knows? Ladies and gentlemen, I am so sorry to say that I might have to conclude shut down a little early because my ear is literally popping. Like, I hear the popping in my ear. Like, when you have water in your ear. So I'm going to say I need to rest my head because the headache is causing my ear, and I need to check my pressure and make sure that my pressure is okay. So I'm so sorry that I'm going to end the show early, but I will say those who are on, thank you for being on with me. I so appreciate it. And you can always go to the group and respond in the group to the questions. So go into the group, make your response, and we can also interact there for the rest of the questions. I so apologize, but I promise next week we'll be back with Amani, and she'll be on, and she'll tell you what's new with her. I'm going to say, if God's will, we will talk next week. Be good to yourself, as well as be sure that others are good to you as well. And you have a good night. Yours in sweetness, LSO. Good night.